seems like only yesterday we were learning our ABCs and 1-2-3s. But here we are on our graduation day. We have so much to look forward to and many decisions that need to be made. But before we think too far into the future, let's take a moment to remember our 13 years here together, our past. The Rolfe class of 1990 met for the first time in August of 1977. Most of my classmates and I have been here for 13 years. We started kindergarten together and are still a class today. Throughout our school years, we lost and gained several classmates. The only two who remained were Eric Sluter, who joined us in second grade, and Stephen Jarvis, who joined us in fifth grade. Our grade school years were full of new and exciting challenges. In grade school, everything we were taught was new to us. A particular incident that I remember happened in fourth grade. We were to learn our multiplication and division tables. However, Mrs. Allen, our teacher, wanted us to do more than memorize them. You should be able to say them in your sleep, she always told us. We took test after test and reviewed our flashcards until they were full of holes. It wasn't until our fifth grade year when we realized why Mrs. Allen had drilled us so hard. Our fifth grade math was full of multiplication and division problems. Mrs. Stewart, our teacher, was impressed by how well we knew our multiplication and division tables. She always told us that someday we would thank Mrs. Allen for working us so hard. Thank you, Mrs. Allen. Fifth grade also brought the first major change in our lives. We entered middle school. Our class had the distinction of being the first fifth grade to be in middle school. Each of us was given a little more added responsibility. Changing classes, lockers with combinations, and different teachers for certain subjects were all new to us. We started sporting events when we entered seventh and eighth grades. During these 2 years, we grew up a lot. Our classes were more challenging and more was required of us. We thank all those teachers who helped us make it through those challenging years. Also, we would like to thank Marilyn for being there with the locker key to help us get our lockers open when they jammed or we forgot our combinations. Our freshman year, we were finally in high school. We had many adjustments to make. First, we were allowed to choose some of our classes. Second, we could get involved in a variety of clubs and participate in all the high school activities. Sports in high school were very different from junior high. Practices were held after school and they lasted longer. The coaches expected more from us, and the competition was tough. Until the spring of our freshman year, we were the Rolfe Rams and Ramettes. Little did we know that our next 3 years of high school would be filled with many challenges and changes. Our sophomore year began with a twist. We were no longer the Rolfe Rams. We were now the River Valley Rebels. Gone were the red and all gold, and in were the blue and gray. Rolfe and Gilmore City had entered into an athletic sharing agreement in the spring of 1987. Once again, we had to make more adjustments. Practices were held in both schools on alternating weeks, as well as half of our games were at Gilmore City. Of course, there were some advantages. We had new uniforms, new coaches, and new friends to make. Almost every year, a new teacher will enter the school system and set out to accomplish the impossible. At the start of our sophomore year, we had a new English teacher, Ms. Craigmile. After the first couple of days of class, she realized that a few people in our class needed to learn just exactly what tact was and when to use it. After 3 long years of trying to make us tactful, she has given up and decided that tact is for weenies. I believe she may have finally gotten through to a few of the students in our class. Right, Phil? Although at times it is doubtful. As juniors, we were in charge of a big event, prom. Much preparation went into the building and organization of prom. It began in October when we started selling magazines. After magazine sales were finished, it was time to choose a theme and decorations. This is more difficult than it sounds, especially with our class. Just when we were ready to send our orders in, everyone changed their minds all at once. Our prom idea was totally changed and definitely for the better. Just when we had gotten used to the change, from the Rams to the Rebels, a third change was made. A new agreement was made for the fall of our senior year. We were no longer the River Valley Rebels. Now we were the Pocahontas Area Indians and Maidens. The agreement between Rolph and Gilmer City Bradgate had ended, and a new one was formed with the Pocahontas Area School. Once again, we were required to make more adjustments. We now had bus rides to Pocahontas every day for practices, and all of our games were held at Pocahontas. We also had new coaches, tougher practices, and more competition, and more new friends to make. As seniors, we all missed out not playing on our home court or field. But the success we experienced with Pocahontas may have made up for this. The football and volleyball teams tied for first in the Twin Lakes Conference. The basketball teams both finished second place in the conference. The girls' track team took five events to state and placed in all five. They also broke four school records while at the state track meet. The boys' track team took five events to state and placed in three of these events. And they also broke a school record. We still have an exciting summer full of baseball and softball games to look forward to. Our senior year has been especially unique. It is not only our last year, but it is the last time any seniors will graduate from the Rolph High School. We are proud to wear the colors of the red and gold one last time.